KOLZI. This is KO4JKV. Still listening, Andy?
KI4LZI. Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, I got to take care of that, and now I'm back outside with AC, but I got Clemson antenna, so it's kind of in between what I checked in the net with and what you last heard me on. How's my signal, okay? Before I was even interested in ham radio, I've been listening to shortwave radio for a long time. Not a really serious listener, but ever since I was a kid, I've listened to my grandfather's radio, and then later somebody had a radio, and I would listen to that for hours. I used to spin the dial for hours and come back later and spin it more and listen. I was just wondering, did you listen to a lot of shortwave? Frequencies for transmit and receive, but doing single sideband and then AM with the carrier. Mixing that, what was the advantage? Just to see if they could do it? I don't know.
Well, see, I wasn't in particular, you know. Most people that was in the queue, so would be on AM, but every now and then, you know, someone would be transmitting on sideband that they knew, and that's when they would do the mixed mode thing. It can be done. You just have to have equipment that's really set up to do it. You do. Most all this new stuff today, it wouldn't be a big issue to do. It's just that there's not near as much AM activity today as, say, there was and even when I was hearing them back in the late 1970s. Not nearly as much. And most of what there is only exists on either 3875, 3885, and sometimes on 7290 if there's not a, you know, at night, 7290 and 7295 in the daytime. You know, so long as, the QRM ain't too bad. 40 and 75 meters, well, what little AM activity still exists, that's where you'll find most of it.
KO4JKV, I hate for you to repeat that again, but are you saying that you can still find that mode on those bands today? If so, I got my pen, I'll write it down. I'll get it this time.
Boy, hell's the guy. Well, I've got about the cheapest, a fairly new HF rig you can get, an IC718 ICOM. It's got AM on it and single sideband on it. But all the new stuff today will have AM on it. Now, it won't run a lot of power. Most all this new gear today, 20 to 40 watts, is usually tops on AM.
One of my goals is to make an AM contact, and I do know that AM still can be used a lot, and so yeah, there's still a lot of question marks over my head when I turn my radio on, but I've been kind of interested in, well, the other day I just set aside a day, it's like I'm not getting on 20 meters, I'm not getting on 40 meters, I'm going to go and get on 6, 10, 15, and just see what's going on. And, a lot of people are really into other bands, and, so I think, I'm new to it, so I know there's probably some, older hands listening, be like, oh, this kid's cute, he's new, he's like a baby giraffe trying to walk, but, I'm having a good time, and I'm glad I get to talk to someone like you that can give me some real answers. Stay important.
That RadioBoulevard.com website, it has a lot of gear that was strictly receiver transmitter combinations from the 60s on back. 3/4 of that HF gear would be AM gear. And some of that AM gear, say, like in the early 60s, 50s, and on back, some of that AM gear will run a lot of power. Some of that ancient gear would. But due to regulations today, what little gear is made today that will do sideband and AM both, 40 to 25 watts is about the best it'll do on AM, and 100 to 200 on sideband. That's just kind of some of the differences in time with some of the gear. You read up on some of that ancient gear on that RadioBoulevard.com website, and you'll see that.
Talking on AM, even though most people don't, is the advantage that you have better fidelity, better sound? I think so, since you got a carrier, and then you got room on both sides of that carrier.
On AM, it's kind of like here where we are here on FM double sideband. You got better fidelity, but kind of about why people got to getting away from is for two reasons. One, double sideband AM takes up more band space, more bandwidth. Then on top of that, back at the time before solid state come around, AM gear was big, bulky gear. A big, bulky receiver, a big, bulky transmitter. Or when they went single sideband, everybody did. The gear become lighter and ultimately solid state. And as a result, that also helped drive the single sideband business. The difference is in the whether it's boat anchors or whether it be, you know, just light gear. That's kind of what drove the thing. Bandwidth and the heaviness, how heavy the gear was from AM to single sideband.
Thank you.
Well, I will be more mindful of that, especially with this frequency. I will tune in to this time tonight and see if I can get a different name. That's really neat. I look forward to it. Thank you.
For LZI. Well, just tune around on some of those frequencies on AM at this time of night. You'll hear AM activity on 75 from 3875, 3880, and 85 quite frequently at this time of night. You will on 75 meters. Next best band, like I said, is on 7290 to 95 on 40 meters. That's where the bulk of the AM activity still happens, occurs at. 40 and 75 meters. Propagation, but the noise is real bad that time, and I didn't hear much of what you said.
Oh, okay.
I was going to
come back to 33
and monitor AM
one more time.
Those frequencies on those two bands, is that what you're saying?
Roger.
Oh, 75 meters. You know, one part's 75, the other part up toward the CW part's 8. But on 75 meters, 3875, that's one frequency for AM. 3880 for AM. 3885, that's the calling frequency on AM. You'll find people on AM there, especially at this time of night, almost always, you will. As far as 40 meters goes, 7290, and on the daytime on 40 meters, 7295. Quite a while know this, but during the daytime hours, the early morning daytime hours, 7295 on 40 meters is used a lot. It is. On 75 meters, it's most time always like now, after dark, well after dark, those frequencies on 75 meters. 7290 on 40 meters, it's kind of a mixture. Sometimes they'll use it daytime, sometimes the nighttime, but it's, you know, kind of depends on what the AM hams want to do. Tell much else. right. I guess another night when propagation's better, because now I'm not hearing any more of what you're saying. I know you're in there, but I can't make up what you're saying. Yeah, I'm on it.
You still there, Andy?
You're better now, J.I.4LZF, whatever you did.
All right, well, I'm on Echolink on the back porch, so there might be a delay. But I was just wanting to say thanks a bunch for all that information. I'm going to get back in on my little radio and see if I can hear any AM, over.
Like I said, it's those are the bands and the frequencies to listen to. 7295 is used on 40 meters in the early morning hours during the daylight. 7290 there can be either way. I have heard people on AM on 40 at night and the daytime on that frequency. The ones on 75 meters, 3875, 3880, and 3885, that's solely like right now, this time of night, nighttime frequency, where there's AM activity. KI4LZI.
KO4JKV, and that's what I plan to do. I'm going to get in there and play radio until I can't take it no more. Again, thanks a bunch, Andy, and I want to pick your brain on other things, too, that I have a lot of questions about. So thanks a bunch, and I'm starting to feel little drops out here, so I'm going to go back in, and I'll talk to you, sure, many times. Thanks a bunch, and I'll be clear on your final. KO4JKV. I know. I don't know what happened, but usually I have no problem getting into that repeater, even on the back deck with my Slim Jim. So there is a massive front coming through, and it's going to be a lot of water. Actually, we might not get so much. It's going to be Knoxville, Sevierville, Johnson City, but it's ominous over there, and it's definitely affecting things. So, again, thanks a bunch, and I'm going to go hit the radio, and I'll talk to you very soon. KO4JKV.